This court is now ready to record the first session of the competency hearings of Lady Cecilia DeMarktos, who is petitioning for the reversal of the order of guardianship imposed by the Crown Court after medical certification of irreversible coma. Present in the court
were local magistrates, attorneys Bunny had hired on Lady Cecilia's behalf, her medical staff, and attorneys representing those who had originally instituted the order of guardianship, her family. Later, if this court ruled in her favor, she would have to do the same things again in another court. But for now, Bunny thought it should be enough. First, her medical team instructed the court in her signal system. The shoulder jerks, the knee movements, the hand clasps. They demonstrated the lap comp she would use, and everyone present got to try it out. Thus, her testimony couldn't be programmed into the machine. Not overtly, anyway. The synthesized voice had been shaped to sound like hers, from old tapes, but her attorneys recommended that she use both the body movements and the lap comp to provide additional evidence of her understanding and competency. The session began with the same sorts of questions Dr. Cherda had asked months before on the yacht. Did she know her name? Was it Lady Cecilia? This time the magistrate asked using the entire formal string. Did she know the date, the place, the circumstances? She answered yes. She was able, with the lap comp's help, to give the date in both local and universal calendars. Did she know the date of her injury? And had she been conscious continually since? That was trickier. Brunn had finally told her the date when she was supposed to have collapsed with the stroke. She could give that. But she had lost weeks in the first drug-induced coma. They had anticipated this question and had decided that her struggle to answer it honestly, within the limits of her equipment, would stand her in good stead. Her family's attorney, evidently poorly briefed, seemed most determined to prove she was not Lady Cecilia, and then that she had been unduly influenced by Harris Serrano. Her medical team dealt with the first, at least to the satisfaction of that court, by providing the biochemical profile proving her identity. Since such profiles were the standard way of proving identity, the attorney was reduced to arguing that it might have been faked. His argument about Harris was harder to counter. Bunny's attorneys led her through the questions. No, Harris Serrano had not known about the bequest. No, she did not think leaving a yacht to a yacht captain was peculiar. The yacht represented only a small percentage of her total estate, and no interest in the businesses which provided the bulk of her and her family's wealth. No, she did not think Harris Serrano had had anything to do with her accident.
Since we have established this lady's identity and her mental alertness, despite a terrible ordeal, we ask a summary judgment in her favor, reversing the order of guardianship.
Bunny's lawyer sat back down.
Just a moment.
Cecilia wished she could see his face. She was used to judging people by a combination of their expressions and their actions.
All this court needs to consider is Lady Cecilia's mental status. And on that point, I wish to state that I am now convinced that the individual seated there and introduced in this court as Lady Cecilia is in fact Lady Cecilia. Clearly, Lady Cecilia is not comatose. She is oriented in time and place and knows her own identity. But whether that constitutes adequate mental capacity to require that the guardianship be withdrawn and her affairs returned to her sole control remains in doubt.
Exactly what we said.
It is not. You claimed this wasn't even Lady Cecilia.
It seemed reasonable to doubt the identity of someone appearing at so great a distance from Lady Cecilia's last known location when the management of great assets were at stake. After Lady Cecilia's disappearance, with all the publicity, anyone could have decided to claim to be her. Any lapses of memory could be attributed to the stroke or subsequent medication. It would be very hard to prove in the absence of definitive biochemical identification.
Which, sir, was presented. Now, if you don't mind...
Not at all.
Very well, then. I'm going to address some questions to Lady Cecilia. And I wish you legal gentlemen to keep quiet and not interfere. If I need interpretation of a signal system, I will ask her medical and rehabilitative staff to assist, but I want her answers indicative of her understanding, unaffected by your comments. If you do interfere, I will consider that adversely in rendering my judgment. Do I make myself clear?
Cecilia braced herself. Now it would come.
Lady Cecilia, let me explain the situation. If you had come before the first competency hearing as you are now, I am certain that no order of guardianship would have been issued. However, you did not represent yourself, and no one challenged the presumption that your condition was completely disabling and permanent. Indeed, I cannot find a precedent for this situation in the jurisdiction's records, and the only similar cases in the entire Familius Regnant are not, in fact, that similar.
Cecilia realized he was planning to drag everyone through the entire legal history of competency hearings, orders of guardianship, and so on. How she wished she could say, "Get on with it, damn it!"
Reversing an order of guardianship requires some proof that you are capable of managing your affairs. At least choosing and designating an appropriate representative. Is that clear?
Yes.
I want you to explain as well as you are able what you consider your main business interests. Can you tell me something about your affairs? Enough that I know you understand the extent of your holdings.
This they had not expected. Cecilia could feel her lawyers shifting on their seats. She hoped they would keep quiet. She knew, if she could only figure out a way to communicate it. First, the easy signal, the yes for yes, I understand. Then she formed the list in her mind.
85% Equin Foundation. 47.6%.
Laboriously, she spelled on and on, seeing in her mind's eye the logos and prospectuses and annual reports of the various corporations, partnerships, limited and unlimited companies, in which she had once, and should still, have an interest. She was halfway through trying to explain that she had an undivided fifth of an eighth part of the great mining venture on Castilla.
Excuse me, Lady Cecilia.
She stopped short, suddenly aware that her back ached, sweat had glued her blouse to her back, and she had no idea how long she'd been talking.
That's enough. I can see that explaining this is a laborious process with the communication system you now have. Clearly, however, you do know your holdings. I've no doubt you could complete the list, but there's no reason to put you through it.
Objection! She might have been given the list to memorize. It could even have been programmed in.
Overruled. This court sees the effort Lady Cecilia is making. This court believes that effort is hers. I have only a few more questions, madam. For the record, I want to ask you why you willed your yacht to your captain of a short time.
She saved my life. Those words were in the synthesizer. She had insisted on that phrase, but had chosen to leave it as separate words, which she would have to call out one by one. On Cerealis.
Ah.
Cecilia realized then that Harris must not have mentioned that little escapade. Some of her resentment vanished. With no reason given at all, and she had not wanted to embarrass her captain by mentioning the reason in the will, her family had had only the worst reasons to consider. Ronnie should have told them, but perhaps they hadn't listened to the family scapegrace.
And I presume, Lady Cecilia, that you need access to your assets in part to pay for your rehabilitation and further treatment.
Yes. And to return to her own life and to control her world again, though she couldn't say it. Yet.
If you please, I'm sure Lady Cecilia's family would be glad to pay whatever medical expenses she has incurred or may incur.
Objection! Her family incarcerated Lady Cecilia in a long-term care facility where she was given no effective treatment.
They were told there was none.
Which turned out to be untrue, as you can see. Lady Cecilia must be free to choose her own treatment, since her choice has already been shown to be better than her family's abuse and neglect.
Gentlemen, enough squabbling. It is clear to this court that the individual seated here is in fact Lady Cecilia de Marktos, that she is not comatose, that she is, in fact, fully oriented as defined by law, that she is aware of her business interests and capable of communicating her wishes and orders to her chosen agents, and that her medical status is not stable but evolving toward increasing ability. Moreover, She is capable of giving rational explanations for her actions in the past and present. She is quite certainly legally competent. As you all know, in this very unusual circumstance, it is not possible to overturn an order of guardianship completely with one hearing. However, as of this date, I order that Lady Cecilia's order be transferred to court supervision, pending final revocation. Also, as of this date, Lady Cecilia regains her access to all her accounts, wherever they are. I order that her family give this court a complete listing of all such accounts by the end of this business day. Notification of financial institutions will begin immediately. Within 30 days, I expect a complete accounting of the guardianship to date. At that time, I confidently expect that a subsequent hearing will restore Lady Cecilia's status in all respects. From this date, the family is not to make any decisions respecting Lady Cecilia's holdings without her express permission, given through this court. I will expect Lady Cecilia to name a legal representative of her choice to whom she will assign power of attorney for the purpose of transacting business until her condition improves.
Cecilia felt as if she could float out of her chair and up to the ceiling. Around her, rustles and scrapes and carefully muffled mutters indicated the legal actors reacting to the verdict.
Thank you, sir.